If you live around here, you have likely driven by it, and never been inside. You may have noticed the handy sign that reminds us how much longer Elise Winter has on the green grass. At last count it was 9 weeks. You may have passed by the more than 100-year-old Midland Golf and Country Club as a place to visit in all seasons. One of the reasons for this, according to Steven Sauger, the clubhouse manager and executive chef, is that people don't know the club is public. It was funded and built by local businessman and golf aficionado James Playfair in 1919 as a 9-hole course. At the time it was not private, but by invitation only, making it very exclusive. After approximately 30 to 40 years, the course was designed by an architect to offer 18 holes of golfing with one water hazard. The course is accessible to all skill levels with different tee decks. If you're a novice, and you're new to the game, or more advanced, there's something for everyone, says Sauger. You don't have to be Tiger Woods to golf here. However, Sauger is quick to point out the club regularly hosts major tournaments for golfers from all over Ontario and outside of Canada. Last year, for example, the club hosted a women's amateur championship with close to 50 to 60 amateur champions participating over the course of a week. We strive to do better constantly. We've brought more people into the Georgian Bay Area, and put ourselves on the golf map, Sauger said. We are quite proud. Sauger says the club has always been member-driven and member-focused, and it is always changing and expanding. It was designed for higher-income individuals, and as the business grew, it morphed, explains Sauger. Some members have been golfing here all their lives. Their parents and grandparents were members. People talk about this as their childhood nostalgia home, explains Sauger. It's old school. It's an old-fashioned golf course. That gives the clubhouse a warm feeling, and it is the original cottage-style clubhouse that was built over 100 years ago. As you walk into the clubhouse, it's the exact same bar as it was 100 years ago. There's high wainscoting. It has an old quaint, cottage feel, says Sauger. Come in and catch a glimpse of the history of the place. In the early 1970s, the club expanded the dining room and added a new deck in 2008. The deck is a hidden treasure, and a great spot for dinner or drinks, says Sauger. Fundamentally, Sauger says the club is a member-owned, semi-private course open to the public for dining and golf services. We are a forward-thinking, progressive organization set on a historical site. We are open to families. We've become increasingly busy over the years, says Sauger, who started working at the club in 2008. After Sauger joined the club, he helped the club start offering its beautiful setting for weddings and other special events. When local people come in for events, so many people tell me they've lived here all their lives and never been inside, says Sauger. Once the snow starts to melt, Sauger points out the clubhouse is open for lunch prior to the start of the golf season for a few weeks. As the executive chef, who has worked at some fine dining establishments in Toronto, like Barbarian Steakhouse and the CN Tower, Sauger describes the food as fresh and accessible. If you're looking for high fine dining, you're not going to find it here, says the chef. Everything is homemade and not over the top. At our core, we are an everyday, bistro-style restaurant. When you finish a round of golf, we have good burgers with fresh salads and fresh-cut fries, homemade soups and great steaks. While the club does not offer winter golfing, and the kitchen is closed until early spring, the Midland Ski Club grooms the course for cross-country skiing in the winter. Tickets for the course are available at Mountain View Ski Center at 9266 County Road 93 in Midland. For as little as $20 a day, less for younger and older skiers, you can enjoy the beautiful snow-covered rolling hills of the course while communing with nature on the gentle glide of your skis. For more information about the golf club, click here.